Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. For years, the best musicians in the city of Venice were girls, and they all had the same teacher. Antonio, that's Italian for Anthony, Vivaldi, was born in Venice in 1678. Venice, the city with all the canals, wasn't a part of Italy then. It was an independent republic. Some records say that Vivaldi was the oldest of six children, but some say his family had as many as nine kids. Vivaldi's father was a barber who also worked as a baker and as a violinist. Vivaldi learned to play the violin from his father. Vivaldi got something else from his father, flaming red hair. Back then, when a family had a lot of kids and not much money, at least one boy usually became a priest. So that's what Vivaldi did, and because of his hair, they called him the Red Priest. Somewhere along the line, Vivaldi probably studied with musicians who worked at St. Mark's Cathedral in Venice. After a while, possibly because he had asthma, Vivaldi gave up the priestly duty of saying Mass. Since Vivaldi couldn't do what priests normally did, he started teaching music at the Ospedale della Pietà. The Ospedale della Pietà was not a hospital. It was an orphanage that was originally connected with a hospital, so that's where the name Ospedale came from. All the residents of the orphanage were female, so Vivaldi taught and led an all-girl orchestra. People all over Europe heard about what great musicians Vivaldi's students were. No one visited Venice without going to hear them perform. Their concerts were a huge tourist attraction. One of the most intriguing things about those concerts was that you couldn't see the musicians because they were hidden when they performed. The audience just heard heavenly music coming from behind a fancy metal screen. They could only guess what the girls looked like. Vivaldi worked at the Ospedale della Pietà off and on, mostly on, for almost 40 years, composing religious music for his students to sing and hundreds of concertos for them to play. He wrote concertos for all kinds of instruments, bassoons, trumpets, even mandolins. At the same time, Vivaldi had another musical career going, writing operas. Vivaldi is even more famous now than he was in his lifetime, but his music was only rediscovered in the last 50 years or so. Today, it's hard to turn on the television without hearing Vivaldi's music in some commercial or other, especially the Concerto Spring from a set of violin concertos called The Four Seasons. Each of the concertos in Vivaldi's Four Seasons is based on a poem. More about that next week on Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for the poetry and the dog in Vivaldi's Spring on Classics for Kids.